The Time Travels of Arabella and Tom Twig. A King in Hiding by Sue Hoven. Narrated by John Delano Ziegler, Jr. Introduction. Hello, my name is Arabella Twig. Have we met before? If we have, I probably told you about my strange family. You could say we are all a bit odd. My mom, Ivy Twig, loves cooking, but we still can't eat anything she makes. She doesn't use recipes, but cooks things she thinks are colorful, regardless of how they taste. Yesterday, she gave us rhubarb and onion stew, followed by beetroot and apple pie. Interesting, but we didn't know which was supposed to be dinner or pudding. Anyway, we couldn't eat either. They were so disgusting. My dad still hides away in his shed. Sorry, he calls it his laboratory, and he says he invents things. We've never yet seen anything that works. Last week, he built another washing machine that runs on petrol. Unfortunately, when he switched it on, it burst into flames and burnt all our clothes. Speaking about clothes, did I tell you about my gran? She makes all her own clothes, but they are always unusual because she makes them from anything she can find. Her latest outfit was made with bits of old plastic. I think she must have been searching the recycling bins. I know she looks funny, but I don't like people laughing at her. Even my horrid brother Tom makes fun of her. I really love my gran, and I know she loves me. I like spending time with her and visit her in her house. Actually, she lives in our garage, but it's been made into a little house. My mom says she's safer there. She's not dangerous or anything, but she is rather forgetful and confused at times. She sometimes wanders off on her own, and we have to find her. I know that people laugh at her. I'm used to people laughing at me, making fun of my name, saying things like, "Your family has branches everywhere," and calling me Twiglet. That's a bit silly, really, as I'm not slim. Quite the opposite, actually. The girls at school can be cruel sometimes, because I don't wear all the latest clothes like they do. My horrid brother, Tom, also makes fun of me and tries to get me into trouble. He blames me for everything, especially when something strange happens and we find ourselves in unusual places. It's not always my fault. Tom says it is, but sometimes it's Tom who causes the trouble. It was like that when we went out for the day with our parents. I'll tell you about it, and you can decide. Chapter 1. Hurry up, you two. Your dad's got the car out. I can hear the engine running, says Mom. That's unusual, whispers Tom. It doesn't often start. Shush, Mom will hear you. Don't care. I don't want to go out with them anyway. I don't want my friends seeing me in that old car. It's a joke. That's not very fair. They thought it would be nice for us to have a day out together. Terrific, says Tom sarcastically. I'd rather stay at home on my computer. Stop moaning. You're always on your computer. One day isn't going to hurt you. Mom comes rushing back into the kitchen. Come on, we're ready. By the way, I thought it would be a change if we stopped somewhere for lunch. It will be a break for me. It will save me making sandwiches. Thank goodness, mumbles Tom. At least we won't have to suffer one of Mom's disgusting picnics. We'll have something decent to eat for once. I just hope I don't see anyone who knows me. Tom, just once, can't you try to be pleasant? You do nothing but complain about everything. Get your coat. I'm not wearing a coat. I've got my hoodie. That'll do. I give up and shrug my shoulders. Well, I'm off.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?